And now, to officially open these first Galactic Olympics, Rodimus Prime! Let's do it!
Didn't your mother say something about concord and tranquility in the galaxy?
Give me a break. Start the games!
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
To them all.
Looks like they either got blown away or vanished.
Well, what do you think, Cup? Cup? Ultra Magnus? They're gone.
So Spike!
They were kidnapped.
Yeah, and I'll lay odds on who did it.
This planet is quarantined. Nobody comes, nobody goes until we find Cup, Spike, and Magnus.
And what if we don't?
Then we'll trash every Decepticon in the galaxy.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me is...
Dave, you and Mike, hello!
Hello.
Yes, it is the first new All Things Transformers of the new year, 2017. This is going to be a strange year, folks, because this, I think it's, is it September? Yeah, September... September 2017 will mark 30 years since the Transformers cartoon series ended in the 80s. Somebody posted on Facebook the other day, you know, in 3 years, the 90s are going to be 30 years old. I said, that means in 3 years, the 80s are going to be 40 years old. Oh, Lord. But we are here. All Things Transformers, brand new. Episode 58 of version 3.0. I am back home in Kentucky. California was a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there, and that's all I have to say about that. But yes, Transformers. The first thing I noticed going through some news clips, and most people that listen to this podcast know that we do not stick with the current, like, news. We gather news for a month or two or whatever else, and the most interesting thing I found that was an actual news item that wasn't a filming location or that wasn't a trailer or that wasn't whatever I don't consider to be Transformers news was that over at The Guardian, Bob Budiansky and Bryce Malick did an interview with them, and most people know Bob Budiansky. I mean, he's a comic writer, editor. He pretty much created the Bible for the Transformers thing. And in this interview, what is most interesting to me really is hearing from Bryce Malick and the story that he writes, or the answers that are given here. It's like, Part of his answer is, when those first 13 episodes were a huge hit, Hasbro said, we want 49 more. And we said, okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing a lot of these story of what Bob Budiansky had created and his concepts behind them.
Right, yeah.
At TFCon years ago, and... It's still interesting to see how things turned out.
Yeah, I mean, you talk to all these guys. You talk to Bob. You talk to Bob Budiansky. You talk to Flint Dilley. You talk to Wally Burr. You know, all these guys that were the behind-the-scenes people at Sunbow, at Marvel Sunbow. And no disrespect to them at all. I absolutely love all these people. But... you know, the story isn't going to change. You know, you could have 6 different interviews with Flint Dilley over 10 years, and the guy's story is still going to be the same story. I mean, I'm sure there's certain things that you know, he might have left out, or certain things he told a different way, things like that. And that's all well, fine, and good, but history is as history does. What's going to be interesting to me coming up is he's got his 80s book that he's working on, apparently writing. I'm friends with Flint on Facebook, and I see these status updates about the 80s book that he's working on, and that's going to be a really interesting read. I can't wait to actually read that. I'm actually wondering, and I probably should just ask the guy, if there's going to be an audiobook version, because I would love to be able to hear Flint Dilley basically essentially read the book. I don't know if there's going to be an audiobook version, but who knows.
Especially because I'm lazy and I don't want to read it.
Well, it's not that.
I don't want to physically do it.
Like, yeah, it's not that. I don't mind reading. I just don't. And I love reading. I love reading comics. I love reading books. I just don't have a lot of time to read comics and books with all the podcasts and everything else. Anything else you can think of that's kind of happened since our last episode, which was, I think, right before Thanksgiving or Christmas last year? Anything major in the Transformers fandom that we need to bring up? Other than the topic we're going to bring up here in a minute.
Well, I mean, we did talk about the masterpiece Optimus Primal at the time.
Yep.
Which is really cool. I've gotten a chance to kind of play around with it. I'm still apprehensive of taking the face off of the front, because you know how he has the 4 changing faces and like 2 or 3 in beast mode. I'm still like I don't really want to take them off because I don't want to risk breaking it.
Embrace your inner Optimus Prime. Give me your face.
Yeah, I just could not do it. It scared me like no other. I couldn't do it. So I just left it alone with the generic one that came with it already on the character. I know there's a way to put batteries in him to light him up. And when you press his head, he's supposed to light up and then it's supposed to automatically fade out.
Right.
On the one hand, like I really like that and I want to do it. But on the other hand, like I don't want to try and tear it apart because as well put together as that is, I don't want to destroy it. My masterpiece, Optimus Prime, MP01, I know where the battery is for that. I know where, like, everything's at in that figure. Like, I've taken it apart numerous times. And it's a spectacular figure still. Like, I just had to watch a YouTube video how to transform it the other day. Because I'm packing up to move to Texas later this summer from Michigan.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a crazy year for you.
Yeah.
It's gonna kind of suck in some degrees, like of the whole process. I don't mind once things are already set and done, but like the process is what kills me. And so, like, I've been transforming some of my figures, trying to fit them back in a tote. I still have yet to transform Combiner Wars Megatron with his add-ons, mostly because he didn't come transformed. He came as the robot. And I've never done anything with it.
Yeah.
He came as a robot. And just like Masterpiece Prime and Primal, I had to transform, which was kind of a pain, but... So I've got that. I've got those figures, my Transmetal 2, Megatron, Dragon. Those are it. Like, in my Rat Trap, my, you know, Wasp, and the Dinobot figure blows that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I would not recommend opening that ever.
Normally when I was doing the whole toy thing a few years ago, if it came prepackaged in robot mode, I never transformed it because I always wanted the robot modes for display.
Which I did too, but the unfortunate part is the Dinobot figure, the Dino head pops off.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Around
yeah.
the neck, and it doesn't stay on. Like
oh,
it's
sucks.
A constant, like it's just crappy construction. Now the Rat Trap is a great design. And it'll fit with the mode of the masterpiece. And I want to say that there's this peg piece on the back of Primal that you can have Rat Trap hold onto, like he does in Beast Wars when he's holding onto Primal and he's, you know, doing the Prime Jets thing.
Cool.
So I have not checked that out yet, but I will. One of the interesting things is they came out with a MP38 Masterpiece Optimus Primal Supreme Commander version, which is not different in price. Well, it's like $10 cheaper than the other one, but the difference is they gave it the same color scheme as the original 1995 figure, and the same like his beast mode. Now, mind you, it looks a lot better even with the original paint scheme, just because of the build of the figure. But it looks funny because of the color palette. But it does come with like the blue swords and then like the chainmail thing, and then it comes with you know how they had the mutant faces on the old Beast Wars figures?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got one of those for Primal, as well as like the actual original Primal face with the mouthpiece covered, and then the original like goofy looking beast face that came with it. So they made it look just like the original figure, so you could have that option if you wanted, but it's like a masterpiece version of that. But I was like, I wouldn't want it because I could just obtain one of the other ones. I mean, don't get me wrong, the color palette, I like the black on it, and I like the blue head and everything, but it still looks a little funky when you look at it now compared to the actual masterpiece. So it's got the same color palette exactly to the T of the original figure that came out in 95. But you know, I mean, it's kind of neat. I wouldn't buy it myself, but I think it's pretty interesting.
Right. Yeah. My goal this year is to get back into the Transformers comics from IDW. Last year and the last couple of years, it just kind of got away from me. I've read certain things and things like that. I read Dark Cybertron. I read other things, and I enjoyed it. I very much did, but I just had so many other things going on that's kind of my one kind of Transformers goal for this year, outside of seeing the Blasphemous Night. That's really the goal at this point. I have kind of been keeping up with the Robots in Disguise cartoon, but not really.
It's actually not that bad.
No, I'm sure it isn't. Well, especially now that they have Starscream in there and they have Steve Bloom back as the voice of Starscream. No, I'm sure it's...
It doesn't last long with Starscream, just FYI. He's in it for a little bit.
Yeah.
But Optimus has to come.
Yeah.
Rescue.
Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like my goal this year, is to kind of get back into the Transformers comics from IDW. And that's pretty much my only real goal this year for Transformers. I'm not really like... I watch all the toy reviews from Optobotomus and Bolt Matrix and all those other guys and everything else, and I have not been into the toy collecting aspect. I mean, even just to buy one figure, it's just not in my nature anymore. I still like watching, you know, all my buddies' videos and things like that and seeing, oh yeah, that figure looks really, really cool. That's awesome. So, but yeah, we're going to take a quick break, because we, have some depressing news to bring to you people, sadly, and we'll be back after this.
Why'd I have to be the chosen one?
And now, through the magic of the Cybernet Space Cube, the computer has stories of the Transformers. Transformers Generation 2.
Wrong. This is not Generation 2. This is Generation 1. Done right.
The year will be 2014, and from secret staging grounds on two of Cybertron's moons, the valiant podcasters prepare to reclaim their reputations. September 17th, 2014, the TFG2 podcast premieres 45 podcast episodes dedicated to all 98 episodes of the Generation 1 cartoon, plus so much more than meets the ear. Join TFG1 Mike, Pecan Court Michael, Optimus Solo, and sometimes Steve Megatron as they redo TFG1 and get it done right. You can find the TFG2 podcast on www.geekcastradio.com and iTunes.
We shall rise again. Rodimus, me Grimlock say you wake up.
Is it bad?
I'm no doctor, but it doesn't look good.
Is he gonna make it?
I'm no psychic either.
My time in the light is short.
That's what Optimus Prime said when he was dying.
Springer, my friend.
He's preparing to pass the matrix of leadership to you.
His judgment is obviously impaired. Forget it, Rodimus. You're just gonna have to stay alive.
You must...
His life force has slipped away.
Hey, folks. Yes, we are back, and we're here to bring you some sad news. Rodimus has made his way to the AllSpark, to the Matrix.
He's joined the Matrix of leadership.
Yes. Voice actor Dick Gaudier has passed away. He passed away Friday the 13th, 2017. January 13th, 2017. Friday the 13th. Everywhere I've looked for what caused his death is, it just says a long time illness. It doesn't give a specific anything. For those that don't know, Dick Gaudier, he was the voice of Rodimus in Season 3 and Season 4 in Transformers Generation 1, taking over for Judd Nelson from the movie. He also did the voice of Serpentor in G.I. Joe.
We're Sarkamon! Mm-hmm.
He debuted on a TV series called The 11th Hour in an episode entitled I Feel Like a Rutabaga in 1963. Some other, where people might have also seen him, he was Jaime the Robot in Get Smart, the Don Adams Get Smart series from 66 to 68. Where I noticed him, other than Rodimus and things like that, is when my buddy Dion and I were doing our Knight Rider podcast here on GCRN, Beyond the Night, he was in an episode of Knight Rider as Gordon Baxter, a.k.a. the Chameleon. Pretty much a hired kind of gun guy. And I'm like, I saw the name in the credits. I'm like, hey, wait a second. I know that name. Oh, my God, it's Rodimus. What's he doing as a villain on Knight Rider? But that kind of goes hand in hand, because Optimus is the original voice of Carr, the evil Knight Rider Carr on Knight Rider. Mr. Gaudier is an amazing, amazing actor. He was working pretty much up until the last, about 7 years ago. Last thing he did was he was on an episode of Nip Tuck in 2010. He did several voices for Cow and Chicken. He was on a couple episodes of Captain Planet and the Planeteers. He did additional voices on the Addams Family TV series. He was on one of your favorites, more so as additional voices, but Pirates of Darkwater. He was Spike the Dog in the Tom and Jerry Kids show. Love Tom and Jerry Kids. Love that show.
That's been a long time since I've seen that.
Yep. The Tom and Jerry Kids show is going to be an episode of Tooncast Beyond at some point. And he was also, if you go back, folks, to 1992 and you watch Feet of Clay Parts 1 and 2, he's the voice of Teddy Lupus in Batman the Animated Series.
Hmm.
So may you rest in peace, Rodimus. It's sad to see him go. We know that all these people are going to be, you know, leaving us at some point or another, but it just is just really kind of sad that he is now gone. Coming up on All Things Transformers, we have got a lot going on this year, even with Steve moving. We've got a lot of stuff that's going to be happening between this year and next year. We've still got the Origins coming up. We've got various Origins episodes. The last one we did was Optobotomus. We've got the regular episodes, and then I think I announced this last episode at the end of last year. Anyone that's ever subscribed to the TFG1 podcast, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, the TFG2 podcast is still going to be happening. I've been promising people this for 3 years now. I've been promising people this since the 30th anniversary of Transformers in 2014. The TFG2 podcast, where we redo basically G1 done right, TFG1 done right. It is going to be sub-headlined under the All Things Transformers banner. So instead of having to create a separate podcast feed, that is also going to be under ATTF at some point. And that'll be sprinkled throughout. It's not going to be a whole series run all at once, I don't think. Because I think with the new format of TFG2 podcast, I think I have that show at 25 or more podcast episodes. I don't remember. I have to look at the schedule. I'm not looking at it right now. Also coming to All Things Transformers, and I may alternate these. I don't know. You and I haven't really had a chance to brainstorm. With TFG2 coming and also doing Transformers Prime Time, which was going to be our Transformers Prime review show, I was thinking of almost having them alternate. You know, normally you do every 2 weeks for an, you used to do every 2 weeks for an ATTF episode.
Yeah.
If we get enough backlogged of both TFG2 and TF Prime Time, I was thinking of having them alternate weeks. So one Thursday you could have G2. Next Thursday you could have Prime Time, that kind of thing. I'm not sure. We'll have to talk about that off air, but that's kind of the thought that I'm going with. And like I said, we'll also still have the general discussion episodes, the news episodes, that kind of thing as well. So that's kind of what's going on. And I'm just waiting for something awesome to come out of Transformers, honestly, at this point.
I've been pretty pleased with the animated series and with like my Masterpiece Primal. I truthfully would love to get my hands on Masterpiece Cheetor, but I just can't afford it.
Yeah.
And honestly,
how much is Masterpiece Cheetor?
I mean, it's like $60, but like I don't have $60 to blow on anything, and it's kind of a I would rather like hold out for Masterpiece Megatron.
Yeah.
Because like that's the only way I'm gonna like splurge on another figure. I've sold like a good portion of my collectibles at this point. I've sold. We used to have like 1,400 movies.
Right.
I don't have that many more anymore. I've sold like a lot of my comics, like probably 80% of my comics.
Right.
And it's more so like, I mean, it's two different things, but it's one, I'm not collecting as much anymore. Two, I'm getting rid of stuff that's just sitting around. And three, I need the cash because I'm moving to Texas and I don't have the room to put it. Because I'm trying to think logically of what can I afford to get rid of that I don't need to be hauling down there with me.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I've gone through totes of stuff. Like, I drew Transformer comics back in 7th grade. I still had them.
Right.
And that was... yeah, that was a long time ago. That was... It was almost, like, 18 years ago, so... There's no point in even holding on to that crap anymore. So I took pictures of it, and I was like, eh, garbage. Eh, garbage.
Alright, folks. So I got a question for everybody. We just kind of announced that we're going to have potentially TFG2 podcast and TF Prime Time. So that's two cartoon typey episodes. Would you guys want me to syndicate the pullbag comic episodes on All Things Transformers when we talk about Transformers comics? Now, these episodes, normally it's myself, Lady Wreck, and Beatles Diva. If you've ever listened to us in the past, we've talked about the Windblade series and things like that. is that something that people would be interested in, just to not necessarily get ATTF content, but to, you know, spread the love? Because some people may be listening to this show, but not listen to the Pullbag and vice versa. So you guys will have to let me know on that.
Also, it might be interesting to bring up the IDW Beast Wars series.
Hmm. Has that come out yet?
That's been out for a long time.
Is it the old series?
It's the Gathering and the
Ascending. Oh, yeah.
I don't think we ever reviewed those.
Not on Beast Unleashed. I know we didn't.
No, I know we didn't on Beast Unleashed, but yeah. I don't think we ever did it here either.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. And while just searching Beast Wars on Comixology pulls up nothing.
Well, it's Transformers Beast Wars, but...
Oh. Well, still, you'd think that would pop up something.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like the Ascending, and then it's the Gathering first, then the Ascending. But it was interesting to do.
Yeah, that could be very, very cool. Yeah, and Cheetor is MP34, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks damn good.
Oh yeah, he's that's the best spot on figure I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
of a Transformer Beast Wars of Cheetor that's ever been released, because there's been like multiples of that original first body, but they all have been horrid.
Yeah,
like there's no way I would ever have, because that's the only thing that's really stopped me from ever dumping money into another Cheetor since the original one that I had, right, is because I just can't
justify it.
I can't. Well, they, to me, like, if I'm gonna waste the money on one, they better look show accurate.
Yeah.
At this point, because like I'm older, I don't want something that looks like Robo Kibble and it doesn't do exactly what it's supposed to do. I have no patience for things that look nothing like the original,
right?
From the animated version. So right. Therefore, I just don't. I don't want it if it's not going to be legit. So, yeah. Like the Primal, I was like, oh, by the way, yeah, I'll talk about this on Altered Geek as well, but the Transformers Earth Wars game on mobile, still fun.
Is it really?
Yeah, I don't have any of the combiners yet, but my I'm in a group, a clan, which oddly enough broke off of the, there was one for Transformers Network. But everybody weren't too happy with how management was running the thing, and they were complaining, and so they all got booted out and they all formed their own group, and then I was just like, yeah, there's nobody in this anymore, because without numbers in a clan on the game, like, you can't earn anything on event weekends.
Interesting.
Because there are goals, like you can get certain crystals on certain weekends, and they, you know, you can get certain level star of, you know, say like you could get a Galvatron star or a 2-star Galvatron or a 3-star Galvatron or a 4-star, or you could get like, I mean, basically it's any like I got Deathsaurus a few weeks ago, 2-star one, I believe. I have like a 2-star Megatron, a 3-star Megatron, a Deathsaurus, a 3-star Nemesis Prime, a 2-star Galvatron, a 3 and a 2-star Scourge, a 2-star Cyclonus. Like I've got like all the Seekers. I still have not gotten a Soundwave, which is driving me nuts. I want Soundwave, but they won't like release the Soundwave. Or Razorclaw. Like, wow. He's like probably the strongest one, and like I can't get him either, but it doesn't matter. Like I'd like to get like all the 3-star Constructicons so I can get Devastator, but it's a game of chance of whatever pops up with the crystal. You get free ones every day or twice a day. And then like every, you either got to buy the crystals and it's still a game of chance or of what you get. Or you can wait until you earn enough shards, which build you the crystal, which you do through the event weekends. So, it's interesting. I've been playing it since June. I think I've racked up like 200 some odd hours in the game, which is ridiculous for a phone game. probably dumped like $50 into it too, but it's been fun. I've been having a lot of fun because I have four groups of seven that get to go into battle. So, two groups have Megatron, one group has Nemesis Prime, one group has Galvatron. So,
very cool. Very cool.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, folks. I think that's going to do it for us. I know it's been a short episode, but short and sweet. May Rodimus rest in peace, Dick Gaudier. And next time around, who knows? It might be an Origins. It might be a regular episode. You just never know here at All Things Transformers. There's All Things Transformers everywhere around this place.
There might be robots in disguise, man.
Yeah.
Wah,
wah. Wah, wah, wah. This podcast is more than meets the ears. Oh, Lord. All right, you want to close it out there, Megatron?
Until next time, transform and transcend.
What, no yes?
No. No. Ah, yes.
None of these devices except the TVs are functioning.
Wait a second. I've got a feeling.
You have me in television, man. Can't you use the dial? Wish everybody would.
Rekgar? I thought so.
Chemo Zombies, Rodimus, and Ultraman wish you look like brand new. Radio, Rita, White Wars, and all. But why you come on down to goo?
We didn't come on down. We crashed here.
Origin, you are in danger of being cancelled or losing your time slot.
What's he talking about?
We're gonna get killed. Rekgar, we need personalized service with friendly, convenient payment terms. Let's all be there.
While Bill wait for me, Rekgar will put you in good hands.
Me Grimlock, not podcaster. Me Grimlock King.
You can bring him back.
New and improved, or for a limited time, your money back.
What happened? RC?
Springer! Oh, Springer!
Not to discourage you, but what did I do to deserve all this?
Oh, shut up. I don't know how you did it, but thanks, Rekgar.
Assembly required, batteries not included, but I believe in me.
Rodimus, look who's back.
Yeah, good to have you back, Springer.
Well, don't let your enthusiasm overwhelm you.
Sorry. I've been thinking about the Quintessons, who they are, why they treat us as enemies. From what I saw back on that asteroid, I think the answer may be in the Matrix. In the memories of the ancient Autobot leaders.
So, just get blasted again and almost die. Then you can enter the Matrix and find out for sure.
He's only kidding. But tell him you're only kidding.
He knows, RC. He's not as dumb as he looks. Come on, let the boy cogitate if he wants. He won't do anything rash, will you, Rod?
The Matrix.
Rodimus Prime, you have embarked on a journey into Cybertron's distant past. Prepare to look into the face of your creator. Eons ago, Cybertron was a factory built by the Quintessons to manufacture robots. There were two product lines, military hardware and consumer goods. These two product lines were the lineal ancestors of the Decepticons and the Autobots. In time, the Quintessons endowed their products with a simulated intelligence. Now, the machines could manufacture themselves. And before long, they grew too lazy and greedy to bother even with that. There were simpler ways to wring performance out of their slaves.
The Quintesson simply recycled it on the spot. The Quintessons also used the robots to entertain them. Machine was pitted against machine in gladiatorial combat. Some of us, however, found this pointless combat repellent and sought to put a stop to it. We failed. But the seeds of revolt had been planted and would one day yield a terrible harvest. What the Quintessons failed to grasp was that their robots had developed emotions that knew and felt the difference between freedom and slavery. And that oversight sealed their fate. For a time, the robots lived in harmony. But this did not last. The former consumer goods, who called themselves Autobots, sought a peaceful existence, while the military hardware wanted conquest. And they got their way. For centuries, they tyrannized the Autobots.
Knowing we could never defeat the Decepticons with firepower, we turned to stealth and invented the art of transforming. But in time, the Decepticons also learned how to transform. Thus, one fateful night, far below the city, Megatron was born.
The Matrix was passed to Alpha Trion, the oldest of Autobots, who kept it safely hidden for many years, until the next Autobot leader appeared. A gentle robot known as Orion Pax, who was fated to become
Optimus Prime.
And so began the Third Cybertronian War, which rages to this day.
And the Quintessons are our creators.
Through all these centuries, they have waited for the proper moment to strike, to reclaim the planet that we Transformers took from them.
And now they're going for the gusto, right?
Do not forget what you've learned of our past, Rodimus. From its lessons, the future is forged.
Are you crazy? Why'd you short-circuit yourself? Wake up, you moron!
It was the only way into the Matrix.
I was wrong. He is as dumb as he looks.
Springer!
No more jokes, Springer. Cybertron's in deadly danger. We're heading back there. Now.
Yes, sir, Mr. Leader, sir.
Say hello.
Hey, hello. Paul Eiting here.
Actually, it's Paul Eiting, Perceptor.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, man.
Very nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Michael Wilson.
Hey, Michael. It's a pleasure, man.
Stan, as long as you're here as a captive audience, could you say hello for the GeekCast Radio Network?
For the which network?
The GeekCast Radio Network.
Okay.
Hey, this is Stan Bush on the GeekCast Radio Network, and you got the touch.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
No, wait. Here it is. I thought it was a smudge in the screen.
Yeah, that fits the description of Cha.
Good enough. Rodimus Prime over and out.